By the way, negotiations on the debt ceiling, it sounds like it's broken off big time, John. It's getting very interesting in Washington.
Larry's our expert. He's the country's leading economist. And what say you, Larry? What's going on with the negotiation?
Well, they met for 10 minutes this morning.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, 10 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, no, I've got my moles who are involved in this thing. And the Democrats continue to pull away from the spending cuts, from the caps. The permitting bill, John, is nonsense. The Democrats want better permitting for renewables only, not for fossil fuels, okay?
Oh, my God. That.
You can't do that. That's a key part. I mean, fossil fuels are such an important part of Americans' economic life and prices of gasoline and electricity and so forth. They're trying to walk away from the work requirements. They don't want to touch Medicaid, which they must touch. It's 19 years old to 55 with no kids. Able-bodied people should work, and they should seek work, and they should do community work, or they should get a job. And the Democrats are walking away. They're walking away from the spending caps. They don't want 10 years. They want 1 or 2 years. I mean, Kevin McCarthy put together a terrific bill. It was a common sense bill. It was well received by everybody in the opinion world. The voters, you look at the polls, 80% want spending cuts to go along with a debt ceiling increase. The Democrats are walking away from the caps. McCarthy had $5 trillion package, okay, $4.8 trillion package. This would stop the frenzied spending that caused inflation. And by the way, spending restraint will help the Federal Reserve. It would stop the Fed from raising interest rates, okay? That's another point. And so Garrett Graves, who's negotiating for McCarthy and the Republicans, had to walk away from it. They've tried to chip away at everything in the – and by the by – there's only one bill. There's only one plan to raise the debt ceiling, and that's the McCarthy Republican plan. There's nothing in the Senate. There's nothing from the White House. So they're right. They should hold their ground. You know, I say save America, pass the McCarthy bill. And we'll see what happens over the weekend. Biden should get back to Washington, D.C. and get involved again. But right now, all bets are off. The meeting today was a farce. And there's no more meeting scheduled at the present time. There's no more meeting scheduled.
When's the president due back from Japan?
I don't know.
I think it's Sunday. I think it's Sunday. He was saying he's cutting off the Australia part. Larry, what about the 14th Amendment? Everybody's like talking about this. And also the Dow took a hit today, too, obviously.
Yeah, not too much. A little over 100 points. The 14th Amendment is nonsense. Absolutely unconstitutional.
Absolutely unconstitutional.
Explain, by the way, to our listeners what that is, too, Lair.
Well, the 14th Amendment goes back 250 years or something or whatever, 200 years. But it basically says that the debt of the American government is sacred and inviolate and can never be defaulted. And we will not default on any debt, by the way. The Treasury gets revenues in every single day. They'll be able to cover the debt. They'll be able to cover Social Security and Medicare and so forth. But, you know, this is an important moment for the economy. You have a chance to restrain spending, to restrain inflation, to allow the Fed to stop raising interest rates. Look, I got one for you. The Index of Leading Indicators, published by the Conference Board, is a tremendous forecasting tool. In April, it fell again. It has declined 13 straight months, 13 straight months. It's down now over 8% year on year. It is predicting a deep recession, and the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. So this is, you know, disappointing, but Kevin McCarthy is a strong guy. His negotiator, Garrett Graves from Louisiana, is a strong guy. They have a good bill. They need to stick to their guns, and the Democrats have to get serious. And by the way, one last point, Rita, you were there last night. John Katsimatidis gave a fabulous riff. You heard his riff? I asked him
yes.
to do it.
By the way, you did. It was your request, and it was a great riff.
And on top of that, not only did he give a great riff, But that allowed Lindsey Graham to eat his dinner.
You know what that's called? That's called a gentleman. That's what that's called, Larry.
There's nobody better than John Katz. Because Lindsey Graham's assistant was saying, he's got to eat. Remember? And I said to him, Lindsey, sit down and eat. And he did.
By the way, what was your favorite part, Larry, of we've been talking about that great dinner where John went on the great riff to. What was your favorite part of the dinner with Senator Lindsey Graham that we all had last night?
When John Katzimides said we need common sense policies. That was my favorite part of my riff. Look, Lindsey Graham is a clever chap. I agree with him sometimes, not always. He said some things last night I didn't buy. But he's a smart guy. He's a loyal Republican, et cetera, et cetera. It was very kind of him to come and pinch hit. But the more serious thing, in all honesty, you have here in Washington, D.C., they have a chance to really do something good. And it's not just the spending caps and so forth. It would give the Federal Reserve a chance to stop jacking up interest rates. Very important. Today, Jerome Powell gave a speech where basically he said he's inclined to start to pause, to stop this. I mean, all these indicators are saying recession. The index of leading indicators, as I said, the yield curve is upside down. Short rates are way above long rates. That's a recession call. Commodity prices are falling. Look at oil. Nobody knows oil better than John. Even with the Saudi production cut, oil is still around 70 bucks. It may fall some more. Who knows? So we need to get this done in Washington and start growing the economy and start relieving inflationary pressures. They need to do this. And the Democrats, they want to back away, and they can. And Kevin McCarthy, I think, will not let them back away.
I spoke to Kevin McCarthy this morning around noontime. And look, I think he's going to hang tough. And he wants the right deal for all Americans.
He called me at about 3 o'clock, John. I was here in our offices before the show, and I had the same impression. He's going to hang tough. I hope he does. You know, they put out a good product. The public supports it. And you can't move without the House of Representatives anyway. And Biden still is in denial that the GOP has the House. So let's do some, as you would say, let's do something with common sense. Okay, that's your phrase. And I think that's exactly what needs to be done here.
I agree. We got to bring America back center and stop with all this crap that's going on, you know?
Yeah, it is so crazy.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. And by the way, one last point, Rita. We got to keep the FBI out of the next presidential election.
Oh, 1,000%. Everybody's antenna's up now.
What we learned from the Durham report this week was absolutely incredible. These guys tried to interfere in 2016. They interfered in 2020, couldn't change the election. We got to keep them out of the election. This is utter nonsense, and they have to clean house.
1,000%.
Larry Kudlow, you're on tomorrow, the number one show on Saturday mornings between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. I look forward to listening to you. What are you going to talk about tomorrow on WABCRadio.com worldwide?
Throughout the solar system and the Milky Way.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Kudlow. Be on tomorrow.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great weekend. We'll be tuning in.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.